when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, April 14th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Reportedly, Capitol officers were specifically instructed not to use their most effective tactics against pro-Trump rioters during the insurrection. The agency's Civil Disturbance Unit, which is trained to deal with big protests, was forbidden from using its most powerful tools to stem the riot. The inspector general said that, quote, heavier, less lethal weapons were used that day. However, officials who were on duty during the riot told him that, if such equipment was allowed, it could have helped cops end the madness a little sooner. Now it all makes a little more sense as to why it appeared so easy for the mob to take over the building. The white police officer in Minnesota who fatally shot a 20-year-old black man, Dante Wright, was arrested Wednesday and will reportedly be charged with second-degree manslaughter. Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran with the Brooklyn Center Force, allegedly mistook her handgun for a taser during a traffic stop. The Wright family attorney said it, quote, was no accident. This was an intentional, deliberate, and unlawful use of force. Driving while black continues to result in a death sentence. The arrest comes one day after Potter and the former Brooklyn police chief resigned from the department. Manhunt, a gay dating app, has revealed that a data breach may have exposed personal information of thousands of users. According to a statement from the company, an attacker gained access to the passwords, usernames, and emails of users living in Washington State in February 2021. Manhunt's parent company, Online Buddies, Inc., reportedly had a similar situation in 2019. Another dating app, called Jacked, and also owned by the company, was revealed to have accidentally leaked private photos and location data from users. Manhunt claims to have 6 million users. The Capitol police officer who fatally shot 35-year-old Ashley Babbitt during the Capitol insurrection will not face criminal charges. After reviewing video footage, witness statements, and other evidence, Department of Justice investigators concluded Wednesday that there is, quote, insufficient evidence to support a criminal prosecution. Officials say that Babbitt was among a mob that struck through glass doors leading to the House chamber. As she allegedly tried to climb through a broken glass pane into an area where lawmakers were being evacuated, she was shot in her left shoulder. Investigators said evidence showed the officer reasonably believed his actions were necessary for self-defense or to defend lawmakers and others evacuating the chamber. The biggest Ponzi schemer himself, Bernie Madoff, died Wednesday morning at the age of 82. A spokesperson said he died of natural causes and is not believed to be COVID-related. The disgraced Wall Street banker was serving a 150-year prison sentence after pleading guilty in 2009 to swindling thousands of investors for decades. Madoff will go down in history as one of America's most notorious fraudsters. Authorities say he scammed people in more than 130 countries for over 40 years. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.